From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Sounds from the streets in Cairo outside a restaurant where Egyptian officials say at least 16 people were killed early Friday in a Molotov cocktail attack. Security officials deny the attack was terrorist-related, but have been giving conflicting statements about possible motives. Prayer vigils were held across San Bernardino County in the U.S. state of California Thursday evening following the shooting rampage at a social services center by a husband and wife who killed 14 people and wounded 21. Officials say they still do not know what prompted Syed Rizwan Farouk and his wife, Tafshin Malik, to open fire on the man's co-workers. They were later killed in a shootout with police. His co-workers described him as mild-mannered and well-liked. China is offering $60 billion in loans and aid to Africa to spur development in the latest sign of Beijing's deepening ties to the continent. Chinese President Xi Jinping also pledged non-interference in regional politics. Western governments have accused China of ignoring wars and human rights abuses in Africa as it pursues trade and the continent's raw materials. Germany's parliament has voted overwhelmingly to send military aid to the fight against the Islamic State militants in Syria, answering France's appeal for help after last month's deadly Paris attacks. Lawmakers in Berlin voted Friday to send reconnaissance jets, a frigate, refueling aircraft, and up to 1,200 military personnel to join the coalition against IS. However, German pilots will not join in airstrikes against the Islamic State targets in Syria. From Washington, this is VOA News. Janet Yellen, the head of the U.S. Central Bank, told Congress that a growing economy is boosting employment and rising towards a healthier rate of inflation.
Ongoing gains in the labor market, coupled with my judgment that long-term inflationary expectations remain reasonably well anchored, serve to bolster my confidence in a return of inflation to 2% as the disinflationary effects of declines in energy and import prices wane.
Yellen said an interest rate hike would go forward unless economic indicators turn sharply worse. Most investors and economists believe federal officials will increase the interest rate on December 16th, boosting the key rate from the record low, where it has been since the financial crisis. OPEC ministers are meeting Friday in Vienna, where they will decide whether to slash production to help raise oil prices that have fallen to extreme lows. Most market analysts expect members of the 12-nation global oil cartel to maintain current production levels, as Saudi Arabia, OPEC's biggest producer, has defied calls to slash output in hopes of protecting its share of the market. However, the surplus could soon become much more severe. Western sanctions against Iran's oil industry are set to be lifted next year, and Tehran has vowed to reach its pre-sanction production levels. Iraq has also vowed to boost supply in the coming year. The massive surplus of oil has sent prices plunging more than 60% in the last year and a half. After several weeks of sporadic protests against a new federal road tax, long-haul truckers from across Russia have descended upon Moscow. Charles Maines reports.
At issue is a new federal payment tax that raises the cost of hauling goods across the country. Russia's Ministry of Transportation says the toll is needed to help pay for federal road repair. Truckers argue the new fees are beyond what small businesses can afford. Moreover, they bristle that the company implementing the program has links to Igor Rotenberg, whose father, Arkady Rotenberg, is a billionaire friend of President Vladimir Putin. For the truckers, the so-called Rotenberg tax has become a symbol of cronyism that allows Kremlin insiders to amass vast fortunes, while most Russians struggle in a wilting economy. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
The FIFA corruption scandal involving football's world governing body is widening. It was announced in the U.S. on Thursday that 16 additional FIFA officials face corruption charges, including racketeering. FIFA is already taking a financial hit from the U.S. crackdown, with more than $100 million being withheld in the U.S. and abroad in connection with criminal activity.
That's the latest world news from VOA.